check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your recap episode for this week's Valero Texas Open. And joining me to break it all down, that's the coach. What up, coach?
Let's go. I'm telling you right now, there are certain days, Rick, that you just look at and you say, where was I when? This was the day that Jordan got it back, and I'm here for it. The golf world's here for it. Let's break it down. Let's go.
I am trying to catch my breath between the Gonzaga UCLA Twitter moment we all had last night and now another kind of collective golf Twitter moment with Jordan getting it done, his first victory in 3.5 years. This is just like I'm on cloud nine right now. This is good.
Well, for me personally, we all have our different Jordan Spieth stories. He's my 1B. Tiger's my 1A and Jordan's my 1B. It's been hard for damn near 4 years to watch him struggle, to watch him go through it, to have him say, I'm almost getting it back. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And then today he got it done. And the beauty of today, Rick, is that he didn't back into it. It wasn't one of those days where he struggled to a 71 and Charlie Hoffman and Matt Wallace and everybody else also went backwards. He went out and hit shots and got it done and shot well under par. That's how I wanted to see him come back and win. And he did it in style, which was awesome.
He went out and certainly earned it. He's $1.3 million richer. And if you want to be $250,000 richer, I've got a game for you because prop games are back. That's right. The world's best golfers are teeing it up in Augusta, and we have an opportunity for you to win big bucks without even hitting a tee shot. You can win up to $250,000 playing our props game this week by visiting cbssports.com/props or by downloading the CBS Sports app. The game is 100% free to enter, and all you have to do is answer some questions that I write myself and compete against the world for your chance to win a $10,000 first place prize. And if you get every question right, it's $250,000 in your pocket. Once again, to play, all you have to do is visit cbssports.com/props or on the CBS Sports mobile app. A link is obviously in the description. Coach, how would you spend $250,000 if I handed that to you?
I'm divorced, so there's one thing that probably is going to take half of it. But I tell you this much. People ask me all the time, Coach, when you run all these contests, can you win? No, we can't win. We work for CBS. No, I can't win because all I would do is call the person making the question. So don't ask me any more stupid questions about can I win because I'm not going to help you. You got to play at home yourself.
That's right. We've been working on those questions for a while. So good luck to everybody out there. Jordan Spieth is victorious. His first win, well-documented since the 2017 Open Championship. It's been 1,351 days. This now marks his 12th win on the PGA Tour. And Coach, I really like the way you put this. He went out and won it. A 6-under 66 on Sunday to right after his 67 on Saturday. Spieth put it together, made a ton of birdies on the weekend, and beats Charlie Hoffman by 2 shots.
If I am a Jordan Spieth fan, or if I am Jordan Spieth the player, I am so excited about getting on that plane tonight and heading for Augusta, Georgia, because there is no better way. I don't care who you're talking about. There's no better way to go into Augusta than winning the week before, hitting shots the week before, making putts when you needed them the week before, being pushed to the limit the week before, and still getting the job done. And if I'm Jordan Spieth going to a place that since year one, he has pretty much dominated from a statistical standpoint, and to now have your game back right before it, I mean, there could not be a better way for him to have won today. And give props to Charlie Hoffman. He never gave up. He hit all the big par putts that he needed to make. And it just wasn't enough when he got to 17 and 18 to press Jordan. But Jordan birdied 17 with an incredible up and down from just in front of the green. So I don't know if I can remember, because it's been over 4 years, Rick, that him going out and taking a tournament like this. He always did things in a spectacular fashion, but to take it when he needed to on Saturday and Sunday, I thought was just awesome.
It really was. He did it in proper fashion. No one crumbled around him. He went out and won this golf tournament. And this wouldn't be a Jordan Spieth victory recap episode if we did not bring in it's Kyle Porter, KP, Jordan Spieth has done
it. I'm out of here.
Congratulations.
I'm done. I've done all the work I need to do.
It is finished. It is finished. of all the weeks to win, we got Easter, I'm traveling, all these different things. I did catch the end of it though. It was incredible. It was awesome. I thought the hilarious part to me was on 18, the second shot he hits into 18, right?
Yeah.
That's the payoff, right? It's not the win. It's how alive you feel after he does something that could be catastrophic. That's the reason that you follow Jordan Spieth. So yeah, it was super fun to watch. And I thought the ending was cool. Him getting emotional is not something that you usually see. And I kind of made the point on Twitter, like, he's been the guy for me over the last, I don't know, 40 years. It's been the most grounded, like, 20-year-old that was out there. And a lot of that was just his background, his family stuff, just everything that he's got going on. And I think that's made him very easy to root for and very relatable in a lot of ways. So it was awesome. It was really cool. And I hope he's able to continue it into next week and to contend it at Augusta.
Yeah, he certainly put it all together. And KP, we don't want to keep you from your Easter dinner too much. We appreciate you calling in. But listen, Jordan Spieth called this a monumental win. Could you have imagined a time where winning the Valero Texas Open would have been described as a monumental win by Jordan Spieth? But that's where we're at. And I felt it too. Like this was such a huge weight off his shoulders. I can't wait to see what he does next.
Well, and that's the crazy part, right? He's only 27. And you start to think about, I was thinking about this, like Tiger made this thing where like scaling the mountain the first time, it's like this, it's just kind of surreal. It's dreamlike. And then to kind of come down and then do it again, like that's the hard one. Like that's the hard part, is doing it again. And Tiger's done it so many times, like with his swing changes, with his injuries and all these different things, it kind of got normalized by Tiger. And I'm excited to see what the second kind of, because I think by the end of, like, this is going to sound very reactionary, but again, this is not a one tournament thing. This is like 2 months worth of, hey, he's the second best iron player in the world. And I think you're going to see it at the majors. You're going to see it at the Ryder Cup. Jordan Spieth could be the number one player in the world by the end of, by this time next year. I don't think that's infeasible. Like, I think that's in him. So I'm really interested to see, like, what is a mature 27-year-old Spieth who's trying to scale to climb the mountain a second time? What does that look like over the next couple of years? I think that's fascinating. That is really interesting, and I can't wait to see it.
All right. Well, we are going to obviously keep a very close eye on Jordan Spieth and all things golf. KP, much appreciated. Any parting thoughts before anything else you got in the holster that you want to empty or you want to save it for when you can collect your thoughts here?
Make him the Masters favorite. He's the favorite. He's the guy to beat. People are coming. I was tweeting stuff out and people are like, calm down, calm down, calm down. You think, like, I'm going to be insufferable with Spieth winning? I've been insufferable when he's been finishing T20. You think him winning is going to improve that? I'm so excited about the next week. I can't wait to get to Augusta, and it's going to be a blast.
All right. Safe travels. Thank you for hopping on. We could not have this episode without you. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
See you guys.
Do you see how big ass that smile was on his face? Are you kidding me? That thing was like this big. But he brought up a really cool point that I think we need to hit on, that he mentioned the name Tiger. And I think a month ago we were all saying, wait, there's going to be this huge void. And one guy that can help fill that void with Tiger out maybe forever would be if Jordan Spieth got his game back. Would be if Jordan Spieth got it back because of the way that he wins, because of the way he goes about things and the way, look what he did this weekend, all the magical shots, the short game, all the stuff that we've grown to love about Jordan Spieth, he did that this weekend. And so now with Tiger out, we now have a storyline that's going to trump everything else. And I made a bet today on next week at 12-1, which I never do because I felt like it could come down. How crazy is that? That I thought that it could go lower than 12-1 to win the Masters. I mean, that's how good
it's already moving. It's already moving. And by the time, and by the time public money gets into it on Monday, gets into it next week, it's going to keep moving. You know, I'm glad you brought up kind of the needle, Coach. That's what we talk about. And it's funny because I've been for 3 years, I've been saying, wow, the PGA Tour, you know, even if when Tiger was struggling, like the PGA Tour is so deep. There's so many great names and we can kind of make up for the lack of Tiger with like 10 of these guys, but it would be really cool if we could just inject Jordan Spieth back into this. And my goodness, we just injected Jordan Spieth back into this because you're right. He moves the needle like few golfers in this world do, whether you like it or not, whether you like the antics, whether you care about how many times he's going to his towel and the conversations he has with Greller and how often he says his own name over the course of the rounds. People watch Jordan Spieth and I'm just absolutely here for it.
Are you kidding me? The audio that you get from him, and this was really kind of the beauty of PGA Tour Live over the last several years, is that we are taught as announcers, you know, me being one of the main guys that does it, to lay out all the time. Well, not only do you lay out for PGA Tour Live, but when you have him on the regular network, then if you're Dan Hicks or you're Jim Nantz or whoever, you have to lay out because he gives you better commentary than anybody else, any of us could ever give, calling the hole or calling whatever he's doing, and he walks you through it. And I think that's the beauty of Jordan Spieth and why we love him so much, that good, bad, indifferent, we're going to know exactly what happened on every single shot. And now think about this, Rick. You've got him at only 27. He feels like a grizzly old veteran, but he's only 27. Mm-hmm. All these young cats coming in. JT just won. Bryson just won. All these top players have just won. John Rahm has the baby now, so he can come to the Masters. So this is setting up for a really great week.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth to me is so relatable, and we can kind of look forward to next week because now you're right. You know, Rahm and his wife have the baby, so we don't have that lingering over us. But only two players have won the week before the Masters and then went on to win the Masters, Coach. Of course, Phil Mickelson, the last to do it in 2006. Now Jordan Spieth going to try to do it again. Usually, I mean, listen, it's hard to win any tournament on the PGA Tour. Jordan Spieth just showed us that. To go back to back, but there could not be a better place to go to for Jordan Spieth. There's literally not a better course on the planet Earth for him to go to in form right now.
If you are in form, you want to play the Masters whenever that is. When you're out of form, you're hoping the Masters gets pushed back until you find form again. I remember the first time I walked on site at Augusta National, I said to myself two things. I said, first, how does anybody ever shoot a 65 on this course? Because it's just an absolute monster that you can't tell from watching it on TV. It's crazy how big it is. And also, I can see why certain players play well at this course. Because if you start playing well, it's the only major that we know of, or that we have, excuse me, that is in the same place every year, which is why certain players, and it's why the odds, Rick, are so low. Because Vegas knows that half the field at least has no shot of winning the Masters. No shot. So now you're only handicapping, what is it, 90? There's only 90 players anyway, 80 or 90, something like that. So now you're handicapping 40. That's why you're getting a 12-1, not because he's that much better than 150 guys. He only has to be better than about 45 guys. And right now, the way he's playing for the last 2 months, he's playing better than anybody, including Dustin Johnson.
Crossing out half the field at a major championship is one thing that Brooks Koepka likes to do. And Coach, Brooks Koepka is at Augusta National, just 19 days removed from having surgery on his right knee. We have a Brooks Koepka sighting on the practice grounds down in Georgia. He hit 33 putts, exactly 33 putts before playing holes 1, 2, 8-9 with Victor Hovland. Here we go. Brooks is going to try to give this a shot.
I will eat crow because I believe I said on this show that there would be no shot of Brooks playing Augusta National. And maybe he was just messing with us all again, posting the different things. And the, you know, I don't know why you'd want to mess with us about knee surgery or knee injury or the fact that you're going to be there and not be there. Because now the bottom line is with Jordan winning, we don't care. If you show up, great, be a part of it. If you don't, we're not going to miss you. We're not. So show up and be the Brooks that we know that you can be. But here's where I thought, okay, we might see him at Augusta. Those pictures of him on one knee with the now fiance asking her to marry him. And I was like, wait a second. If he really had an injured knee, he wouldn't be that easily down on one knee to ask. So I thought just from that picture alone, we might have a shot. We might have a shot at seeing Brooks Koepka. And if he plays, that just adds to the storylines that we're going to have for the first, you know, the next 3 days.
Yeah, the perception for Brooks Koepka, at least over at our friends at William Hill, 25-1. To put that into perspective, Jordan Spieth at this moment, 11-1. Wow. I have a feeling that is going to creep down to 10, potentially 9. Dustin Johnson's 9-1. Justin Thomas is 10. And then you get both Spieth and Bryson DeChambeau at 11-1. If I would have told you that even 4 months ago, you would have slapped me silly that Jordan Spieth was going to be 11-1 and the same odds as Bryson DeChambeau.
I would have told you were the craziest person literally walking the face of the earth. And I would have called our bosses and say, we need a new host for the First Cut podcast as well, because I'm not so sure that Rick is on it. But it just shows how much work he's put in. It shows the length of time that he's played well. To go, I'm holding a 50-1 ticket from January. I just thought I'll throw it in. And now I'm actually feeling pretty good about it, to be honest with you. So it, you know, it's only $100, but still it pays $5,000 if I win that. So rare is the time that you can grab a futures ticket and it goes in your favor. But in this instance, it did. And it's all because of the hard work that he's putting in.
I just keep refreshing William Hill, waiting for that number to drop. I just know it's coming. I know it's coming. So,
but how low? Let's play the how low can you go game. Because
10.
At this point, I can't. It can't go any lower than 10, right?
No, 10. 10's the number. He'll be 10 with Justin Thomas.
And I'm gonna tell people on Tuesday when we do our mega Masters preview, you can't bet on anybody to win this week. You can't, because there is absolutely no value in it. You can't. You almost are better off betting him in the top 10 and betting more money than betting him to win and betting less money, at least in my opinion. In my opinion. But everybody can do what they want. But that to me is like, that's way too low for me to put anything on Jordan Spieth.
We will hash that out over the next couple of days and figure out what is bettable, what is not bettable. We've got to get a one and done update. We've got to go through our odds and ends. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
And we're back. With the conclusion of the Valero Texas Open, that officially means it is Masters Week. And that, of course, means that CBS Sports HQ is your home for round-the-clock coverage from Augusta. That includes tournament picks, round-by-round matchups, highlights, leaderboard updates, and we even have our very own pal from the First Cut Podcast, Kyle Porter, on site providing up-to-the-minute updates so you'll know everything there is to know from Augusta. Coach, I just imagine that Kyle's minute-to-minute updates are, he just follows around Jordan Spieth all day long. I don't think we're going to get any updates from any other player in the field. It's going to be essentially, remember Tiger Tracker? It's going to be Spieth Tracker for the next 4 days.
I can already see the headlines. CBS reporter given restraining order at the Masters for being too close to Jordan Spieth for days on end. The thing I love about KP's fandom is I'm the same way. And all of us, that do this for a living. I don't know anybody at this level that says, no, I wasn't a fan, or I'm doing it just to be on TV or whatever. We do it because we love it, and we do it because we love these guys. And I'm all for somebody showing me how much they're into something. Jordan Spieth shows you every time how much you're into something. So we can tease all of us for getting excited, but damn it, that's why we love this stuff so much. And I'm here for it, man. I'm here for the excitement and getting back to loving this after the year that we've had.
Absolutely. I'd much rather have us be excited about something than not care. That's not the route we want to go.
No.
Let's do a one and done update.
Why? Why do we have to do that?
It's in the outline, Coach. I must do it.
I've screwed myself twice. And both times, you have benefited. I'm hurting. But go ahead.
Wait, what's that?
From
the Michael Jordan doc, like, well, I don't know. Coach, $2.1 million. Danny Willett missed cut, $0. Good news is you got $2 million to first next week. You got to find a winner next week.
Well, I saved Spieth for next week, and I'm hoping that maybe, just maybe, it pays off. Because I was going to use him this week, just like somebody else on the show did, and pocketed $1.3 million. I didn't do that. And now, for the second time, it's biting me in the caboose.
I want to raise your spirits right now. I have something that I'm not sure you know, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to tell you this or if we were saving this for next week. But I'm going to tell you now, because I think you need it, Coach.
Okay.
You won the WGC Match Play Bracket Challenge between us. So we all owe you a little couple bucks.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
I won it?
Yeah, you won it.
That means all of us were crappy then, because I know my bracket wasn't that good. So yours must have been horrible.
They were.
I'll take it. I will take it.
By having Scottie Scheffler go to the quarterfinals, that was essentially all you needed to beat us.
Oh, and my that's God. That is so sad. We can't even broadcast that. We're supposed to be experts. We work for CBS. and all we got was a winner through to the quarterfinals?
Seed got out of his group. It was carnage. It was mayhem all around. But congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Won that. Now, back to business. Producer Jacob. $2.7 million. He went with Brendan Steele, who actually, Brendan Steele was great for about 27 holes and then forgot that there was some more left to play. He ends up getting $14,000, which to me is essentially $0. He finished 77th. Oy,
jeez.
That's going to hurt. Mark. That's
horrible. Brendan's the only one guy finished worse.
Yeah.
Will Gordon.
Oh my God. I'm actually going to go in this order. Kyle is at $4.5 million. So he went with Charlie Hoffman this week, which, by the way, great pick. If you get $839,000 from Charlie Hoffman, Coach, you have won in a big way.
That's like gaining four strokes gain putting.
Yes.
Is winning 800 grand with Charlie Hoffman. Again, a guy that I should have picked because I had him in my buy category for the whole week. I won. Early edge, I threw Charlie Hoffman in. We won that. We cashed that ticket. I had Charlie Hoffman all over the place. Why I didn't choose him, I don't know.
That $839,000 is going to go into Kyle's total, and he has already told us, and it's already in the spreadsheet, that he has picked Jordan Spieth for next week. It's the only thing in the spreadsheet for next week, so Kyle is on Jordan Spieth. Greg, at $5.2 million, went with Adam Hadwin and was very much all in on Adam Hadwin to the point, Coach, where I told him a couple things. I told him if Adam Hadwin won, I'd walk to Canada. I also told him I'd chug a bottle of maple syrup. I think we ended on I would have to shotgun a Labatt Blue or something like that on air if Adam Hadwin won, which thank goodness he finished T23 for 65,000.
I will say this. I won a head-to-head with Adam Hadwin over Hideki on Sunday, so I'm happy about that. But he was very bullish on Adam Hadwin, which was about as silly as me being bullish on Danny Willett, to be quite honest with you.
So. Were you worried when Hideki hold out for Eagle? I don't know what hole it was on, but he held out for Eagle.
I screamed. I think I even tweeted. Something you never want in a head-to-head is when NBC switches, you know if they're showing somebody who's 13 shots back, it has to be something good. Otherwise, they would never show it.
When they say just a moment ago and a guy you haven't seen in 2 hours, it's going in.
It's the worst. Yeah. So at that point, I thought I was going to lose it. But his tee to green game was so bad all week that I won bets against him over the weekend with a bunch of different people.
Yeah, that moves Greg to 5.2 million. So Mark is next at 5.7. Mark went with Abraham Ancer, who also got T23 money, 65,000 coach. Ancer's a competitor. He hasn't put it together as much as he wanted recently, but I feel like his breakout's coming. I'll never know. Like he won't foreshadow it. I'll never know.
No, because he's a classic T23 guy. That's you look at him and go, oh, because he was T23. That's who Abraham Ancer is. He's never going to be, I think, a multi-time champion. I think he's going to be a guy that can win head-to-heads and top 20s. That's it. Nothing more.
And if I'm reading this correctly, which I am, I have cracked through the $8 million mark thanks to Jordan Spieth collecting $1.386 million. Oh boy, coach. I'm sorry. You've been on the wrong side of flipping a coin now two out of the last couple weeks.
The only thing that is even saving my pride and my confidence and my swagger is the fact that I've actually said it on air that's what it came down to for me. That's it. That's it. But nothing more. I have not. JT screwed me. No. JT didn't screw me. It's Spieth didn't screw me. I screwed myself. I did it. I could have picked both. And I'd be sitting at over $5 million right now. I'd be third if I would have gone with my gut. So there's no more picking the way that I picked. I'm going with my gut. I'm taking the big names when I need to take them because I need to get back in this damn thing. So I'm telling you right now, the only way I don't pick Spieth this week is if more than two other guys do. That's the only way I don't pick him.
Lots of money on the line at the Masters. And I bet you, without looking, we might not have Spieth left, so that might be pretty good.
Do you think all of you? But he didn't play a lot in the fall time. So, do you think everybody's used him?
I'm gonna have to Greg look that used up. Greg used him at the match play. Mark used him at. No, Mark still has him available. Kyle's Damn gonna it. Use him next week. I've used him. Yeah,
Jacob. So, I don't know if Jacob's used him.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't see him on Jacob's list. So, yeah, you might be able to make a little move there.
All right. I have some soul searching to do.
I will say, on our Jupiter of the West betting contest, you did nail a Jordan Spieth outright, so you did win the week there. You turned a $117 profit off of your $100 in wages. That's a 107% ROI, coach, which I would take every single week of the year.
We had a really good week picking games and picking matchups. Had a really good personal week picking matchups, so I feel really good about where my handicap system is right now, and you're a big help with that. We've become really good teammates, and I'm having a great time. All kidding aside, picking these golf tournaments every week, it's a blast.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun and getting different perspectives, and even the things when Greg's like Adam Hadwin, I'm like, you know what, I should at least do a deeper dive before I make fun of Greg a little bit more. But at least
then we'll still make fun of him after.
Right? Yeah. Of course. All right, Coach. We are now officially in Masters Week. There is going to be so much content next week between the First Cut, between Early Edge, between everything else that's going on. I imagine you are just as stoked as I am. Because I feel like I'm just coming down off of the November Masters high, and now we're gearing back up again. It's going to be great.
It's my favorite week of the entire year, and for so many different reasons. But to me, the Masters is the greatest golf tournament on God's green earth, and it's the greatest golf course. I love going there. I loved working at it. I still have a bucket list of being a part of the CBS team at the Masters someday. That's certainly on my list. There is nothing better from Monday till Sunday. And it feels like it's about a month long. When you walk on the grounds on Monday, by the time somebody's getting the green jacket on Sunday, it is exhausting. So I understand why winners don't play the next week. I get it. Because as somebody who covered it, I was dead. I was out of energy by Sunday night. I didn't even play. That's how great this week is. It's just, it's the best.
And here it is. We're in it right now. We are not done talking about Jordan Spieth. We have not even started talking about the Masters yet. There is lots of good things to come. But for now, big thanks to producer Jacob behind the scenes doing all the hard work. That right there is the coach. You can find him on Twitter at the Coach Rules. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been the First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.